This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I'm saying that when,
but you know
when
what?
You could have slowed it down,
not
and you
right,
didn't,
Chris,
you
when your brother has presided over the state with the highest death rate in the country.
Oh, damn.
And,
New York's
and
record
I'm not, and
will
I'm
stand
not,
for itself.
I know your brother didn't want those people to lose their lives.
Oh, damn.
So you don't think he intentionally killed them? That's good. That's very charitable of you, Ted.
Oh, damn!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Adding seats to the U.S. Supreme Court. Neither you nor Joe Biden are willing to give a straight answer.
I feel like you don't answer it, though. You're kind of answering it.
What Donald Trump did, get up and say before the American people yet again that he will not respect the results of this election. Vladimir Putin's doing the happy dance in the Kremlin tonight.
Vodka.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
I don't remember. That's about all I recall. I don't remember. I don't remember learning anything additional about Steele's sources. Not that I recall, no. I don't remember Bruce or ever briefing me. I don't recall that.
So do you recall?
I do not.
Well, isn't that convenient for you?
To anyone who's hosting house parties, I'm urging you not to do it. On Sunday, when the Patriots are playing, we're asking you not to have house parties.
Nobody ever suspects the fun police.
We're asking you not to gather in large groups. And anyone who's invited to a party, my suggestion to you is make the right decision and right choice and don't go.
Buzzkill.
Find a safer way to socialize. We need everyone to remain vigilant.
All right, you know you guys take the fun out of living.
Unchained and unstoppable.
You know, for 36 years, as I said, I took a 250-mile round trip on Amtrak every day to commute from Wilmington to Washington.
Cold numbers. God, I hate numbers.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You know, another alternative for having a game day party on Sunday is just post a sign outside that says, not watching Patriots game. You know, having a fundraiser for Antifa.
Having a rules-based gathering.
That's right. And organized. Organized is another one of his big words. And supervised. I like that. Supervised. Wow.
Why can't you be familiar with people that are familiar?
Yeah, he's really into that stuff. That raises questions about flights from D.C. to Logan Airport on JetBlue and, you know, having a few glasses of wine before. I won't get into that. Anyway. It's that time of the month. It's time for Dr. Matt Callahan, the house vet of the Howie Carr Show, is in the house, and he's here to answer any of your questions about your pets of whatever kind. And Dr. Matt, thanks for being with us here. We appreciate it.
It's great to be here.
And, you know, it's the 1st of October, and yeah, I don't know that much about the North Shore, but isn't this a big day on Cranes Beach for animal owners?
Well,
lovers?
This is usually the date that you can bring your dog onto the beach and take it off leash and let it run. However, the trustees have seen fit to require dogs to stay on leash and to protect us from the COVID-19 pandemic.
And how exactly does keeping the dogs on leash protect ones from the COVID-19?
You know, oddly enough, I've taken a few courses in epidemiology, and I would hardly call myself an expert, but I cannot find one single reason that keeping your dog on leash will prevent the virus. So,
yeah, the reason we were discussing this before the show is because I was thinking about if Gunnar was still around, I'd probably like to watch the game with Gunnar. And Is the mayor suggesting that in this case I put a mask on Gunnar, or do I have to put Gunnar in a different room?
Plexiglass would do. So.
Oh, that's right. Like the bars, right?
Those rules.
Now, do I need a plexiglass in front of the TV set or just between me and Gunnar?
Between the cushions.
On the couch.
Those rules on the beach aren't for people. It's to keep the dogs from spreading the virus to piping plovers.
It's got to be, yeah. I hope the plovers are gone, but if they are around.
Oh, God. It's so absurd. It's so absurd. So if people want your services, Dr. Matt, where can they go?
Yeah, they can call me. I'm at the Ipswich Animal Hospital at 978-948-8189. And we're open 8 to 6 every weekday and 8 to 1 on Saturdays. So.
All right, and that's in Raleigh.
In Raleigh, Massachusetts, right on Route 1.
Raleigh, Massachusetts. Okay, that's great. So, as the days get shorter, the weather gets a little cooler. Any general tips before
calls? The thing that's been the day after day has been, I think dogs and cats are basically getting sick of us because their behavior problems are starting to mount.
That's the COVID-19 repercussions.
I think so. I think the mental health of our four-legged friends are suffering. Yeah.
508 says keep no party Marty on a leash. I think a lot of people would like to keep him on a leash right about now.
Yeah.
And also Charlie Parker. All right. 844-500-4242. Bob, you're first this evening with Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, Dr. Matt. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Hi, Howie.
Hi, Bob.
Anyway, thank you. We have a Border Collie Australian cattle dog mix, which we got when she was 12 weeks old. She's 7.5 years old now.
Oh, yeah, 7.
She eats blue buffalo and Dr. Marty's natural nature's blend.
Yeah.
A mix twice a day. She eats very well. On her forearm, she has a tag end, and it's just a little thing. It's like a third or even a quarter of the size of a pea.
Okay.
And I noticed it, and then I asked our vet about it, and they wanted, like, I don't know, $100 to take it off and then a $500 to do a biopsy on this thing. And she doesn't lick it. It just is there.
Yeah,
do the biopsy?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, those are things that you can do. I always try to differentiate things you can do and things you should do. And while you certainly can take it off if it's very small and unchanged, I don't think anybody would argue with you waiting and just seeing what it wants to do. I always quote Bill Parcells in these situations, I reserve the right to change my mind. And if the little skin tag wants to behave differently, then I'll behave differently. Typically, these things are very quick to take off. And you know, it's not surprising that it's costly to have a pathologist involved to let you know really what it is.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks, Bob. Good luck. 508 says, would you please ask Dr. Matt the best way to stop recurring yeast infections in my dog? He doesn't swim and the yeast keeps coming back.
Yeah. I'm assuming that it's yeast infections in the ear. If you want to type in where the yeast infection is, dogs have a natural yeast called Malassezia. It's very hard to pronounce. It used to be called Pityrosporum, which was also hard to pronounce. And
I think I prefer Malabesia.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy. So, but it's a naturally occurring organism in the ear, but it can overgrow in the ear. Sometimes it overgrows in the feet. And it almost always is secondary. It moisture is the big one. Allergy is the second one, though. So if it's a problem in the ear, you can use an ear wash or an ear treatment, but then treat the underlying allergy.
All right. Thank you. Shirley, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Shirley.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call, Doctor.
Hi, Shirley.
We have an 8-year-old Bernese Mountain Dog.
Uh-huh.
And she's having incontinence problems.
Uh-huh.
And we had her tested a few months ago to rule out UTI and diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
And they said everything's fine.
Good.
But over the last few months, she's getting worse. I have an alarm set every 2 hours. I run her outside. Sometimes she makes it. Sometimes she doesn't.
Okay.
But when we take her out and we know she has to go, she won't go. We have to rub her butt and then she'll go.
Yeah.
Any ideas?
Well, first of all, does she leak or does she actively go? Like when she's in the house,
she goes
to the bathroom. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have a look at, first of all, making sure her anatomy. Do you think she's overweight at all or anything like that?
No.
There's definitely medications you can use in these instances. As long as her kidney function is fine and she doesn't have a urinary tract infection, there's several medications, diethylstilbestrol, DES, or phenylpropanolamine, another one that's really easy to pronounce. But phenylpropanolamine works, DES works. So you can use a medication.
Okay, Shirley, thank you. Juanita, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt Callahan. Go ahead, Juanita.
Hi. I have a 15-year-old Bichon, and when we were in lockdown in April, both of his hips went out at the same time. He's not in any pain, but he's been completely immobile since then. And just recently, I'm embarrassed to say he had an accident, and subsequent to his accident, he's now trying to walk and manages to walk around the living room where we have rugs, et cetera.
Right.
What do you think is going on there?
Have you had him to the veterinarian at all?
I have, and they said that really at his age, he would not survive an operation on his hips.
Sure.
I'm just so surprised that he has suddenly regained mobility.
Right. Yeah, I don't quite understand what they mean by or that his hips are out. I guess I would say if he's not walking, I would presume that she is uncomfortable, and I would certainly use some form of pain relief. But X-rays can tell you sometimes lots of these dogs, it's actually luxating patellas and not hips, especially in an older Bichon. I would at least be suspicious of that.
So something in the legs, you mean?
Yeah, something in the rear legs. But I do think, I don't think the presumption that they're not in pain is a good presumption. I think that could be incorrect.
Right. Okay, good luck, Juanita. 844-500-4242. The other night when the debate was going on, Jared's girlfriend was getting tired of it. She wanted to go to bed, and you know the way that works. Turn down that TV! And guess what? Jared just plugged in his Raycon earbuds, his everyday E25 earbuds. Like everybody else here at the Howie Carr Show, he's got his Raycon everyday E25 earbuds, and he swears by them.
The sound is fantastic. Unfortunately, Raycon technology can't translate by knees, so I still miss some of it, but the sound was perfect.
No, it doesn't. It can't translate those vacant stares and the dropping jaw. But it's the best thing yet in terms of audio. And it's even better with Raycon, is it? They're a pair of premium wireless earbuds, and you can get them for less than half the price of the other guys. That's why I recommend the wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycon's newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are their best ones yet, with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, a more compact design, and noise-isolating fit. Raycon earbuds are stylish and discreet, no dangling wires or stems. Everyone here at the Howie Carr Show swears by them. Me, Grace, Grace's family, the mailroom manager, Jared, Taylor, everybody has them. The company was founded by Ray J, and celebrities like Mike Tyson, Snoop, and J.R. Smith are obsessed with their products. They swear by them. Give them a try. You'll be really satisfied. Raycon has a 45-day free return policy, so you can make sure they're the pair of wireless earbuds for you. Now, for a limited time, get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for a special 15% discount on Raycon wireless earbuds. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kent, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Easy Glider Socks. Buy these socks and wear them for work, play, or sports. They're really great. They're very comfortable. Taylor swears by them, and so do I. With their special material, they're versatile, and they don't need to be washed daily. For 50% off right now, go to easyglidersocks.com and use code word Howie50. Howie50, and that's easy with a Z. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should the former Joe Biden intern moderating the next debate be able to mute the candidate's microphone?
Hell no.
Yeah, only 5% say yes.
All right. Okay, the segment with the hour with Dr. Matt is brought to you by Genesis 950. And it's great if you have a pet. You should have some Genesis 950. If you're thinking of replacing your carpets due to pet stains and odors, you must try Genesis 950 first. It breaks down the bonds and stains and odors so they're gone from carpets and padding for good. You can use it in a carpet cleaning machine, and it's green, so it's safe for family and pets. It was the go-to cleaner for when Mr. Gunner had an accident. And before you purchase any new carpeting, you must try Genesis 950. 1 gallon of industrial strength Genesis 950 makes up to 7 gallons of cleaner, and it's not just for pet stains. It's a disinfectant that kills viruses. It's also great for kitchens, garages, grease stains, wheels, tires, and more. Save yourself the trouble of going to the store and seeing your favorite cleaner sold out again. Genesis 950 is made in America, and as we like to say, buy American, support America. Order a gallon direct right now at genesis950.com. Enter code Howie to get more than a $10 value in savings, including free shipping and a free spray bottle with a one-gallon purchase of Genesis 950. Go to genesis950.com and enter code Howie. I'm going to call Marty Walsh, No Party Marty, and ask him if I put some cleanse everything with Genesis 950, can I have a few people over for kickoff? Maybe they can go home early, but maybe we'll have them off over. Anyway, Dr. Matt is here. We're going to take questions. We got full lines. Dr. Matt, what is your phone number if people want your services?
My number at the Ipswich Animal Hospital is 978-948-8189.
781. I have a 3-year-old French bulldog, and no matter how much we bathe her, she smells bad the next morning. Any ideas?
Well, you know, everybody has their own tolerance for dog smell. And generally at the Ipswich Animal Hospital, the bar is
that's
set
why
pretty
we got
high.
Eden Pure exactly. Here. We got another product for you, Eden Pure.
I will tell you, there are some dogs that just maintain a very sort of high odor level. You know, I've actually had this conversation with a couple of clients recently, and I've said, you know, what there used to be a product out called chlorophyll tablets, and you gave it to dogs to reduce their scent. And, you know, when...
What happened to the product?
Well, you know, Upjohn made it, and then Upjohn gets bought by somebody.
Oh,
and somebody,
I see.
And that gets left by the wayside because it's not a big moneymaker.
Yeah.
But I still think you can find chlorophyll tablets at the, you know, at your health food store or something like that. And I would give that a try.
C-H-L-O-R-O, and then how do you pick it up then?
Oh, thanks.
P-H-Y-L. P-H-Y-L. Chloro-P-H-Y-L.
Chlorophyll. It's, okay. It's what's in green leaves.
Okay.
To do... Photosynthesis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
And so it acts as an odor absorber. So.
Okay. How are red-bone coonhounds as pets? We're active.
I love hound dogs as pets. I really do. They're terrific, but you have to, you know, work with them. They will run away because the
he says they're ready for it. They're active.
Yep.
So maybe
very active, but great dogs.
Paul, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Paul.
Howie?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah. Yeah, my name's Paul. I'm a retired physician. Our daughter bought a puppy border collie in July.
Yep.
And I think our impression is that they're unwilling to discipline it very well because it took a while to make it housebroken.
Right.
But the issue is today the dog bit our youngest grandson in the cheek.
Yep.
Requiring 5 stitches.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what should I tell her about how to discipline this dog?
Well, you know, this is a toughie. I mean, because now you've got a serious problem where
they're usually well behaved, aren't they?
They're driven. I will tell you. I mean, they're really meant to be living with sheep, and
right.
So they like to herd things. And I suspect that your dog or this dog felt like it needed to move this child into another place, or it had some mistaken feeling that it needed to protect the child from going to where it was going and decided that it would do what it would do with a sheep, and that's nip at it, because they're kind of bred to do that. So
are they less likely to do that if they're fixed? Paul, is the dog fixed?
No, not yet.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's probably not mature enough yet to fix. But I certainly would say that if this dog is going to be around children, it will have to wear a muzzle. And you can get these guys fitted for cage muzzles. It's the type of muzzle that greyhounds used to wear when they raced. So the dog can – it's not a muzzle that shuts the dog's mouth. It just prevents them from biting.
One bite is too many, right?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you have to be super careful at this point because it's such a huge liability. I mean, this is within the family. What happens when it happens to the neighbor or – you know, and now you're in a deposition and they say, do you know your dog bit? And the answer is yes, of course, you did know your dog bit.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So that's, but and it should be fixed though. It's
absolutely. It should be fixed as soon as it can.
What's the earliest you can
get a dog? Well, you know, the shelter dogs can be neutered very early. We usually set the weight at like 2 pounds. So we neuter them very young for shelters. There is some data that suggests that waiting for some dogs will help them live a more healthy life.
Okay. We're going to take some more calls. We come back, 844-500-4242, or you can text your questions if you want as well at text Howie to 63566. I'm Howie Carr.
As the 2020 presidential campaigns heat up, there's plenty of talk about what's best for the country. The question is, at what cost and who will be impacted by any of the proposed ideas? If you're near retirement, you need to make sure your portfolio is ready for whatever happens. Call Kevin Frisbee at Frisbee & Associates for a no-cost, no-obligation analysis of your current plan. Call 800-989-9100. Kevin and his team will stress test your portfolio to discover any hidden fees. They can help develop a solid income plan that will make sure you never run out of money, despite what the politicians might have in mind. What about Social Security? When to claim is a huge decision. Kevin is there to create a plan that gives you options to maximize your benefits. Schedule your free consultation now. 800-989-9100. And catch Kevin on the Howie Carr radio program every Thursday afternoon as he reviews the market. 800-989-9100. 800-989-9100.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
That last caller, Paul, was talking about border collies and how the puppy bit one of his grandchildren on the cheek. And so Dr. Matt and I were talking about it. And it's very, very interesting that you say that smart dogs, which a border collie is one of the smartest
very
dogs,
smart
they
dog.
have more problems like
that. Yeah, I know. And what I was saying is I really believe this, a dog has to have a certain level of IQ before they can start having, oddly enough, sort of mental health problems. You have to be smart enough to worry and smart enough to, you know, I am not picking on bloodhounds or anything like that. I really am not. But I've never seen a bloodhound with a behavior problem. They're just happy-go-lucky. They're just happy to be around.
Gooner never had any mental health problems. No, Gunnar also wasn't too good at physics.
Yes, but Gunnar was good at a lot of things.
Right.
Being exactly. A good dog was one of them. So.
Exactly. 844-500-4242. My 12-year-old lab has a bad elbow. He's always ready to go. Give him Medicam for discomfort to replace it is off books. He's older. Right. Don't know what to do, what I want to ask, but he's a great dog.
Okay, here's what I would do. Typically, this is how these labs go. They need episodic pain relief. Then they need full-time pain relief. Then they need multi-drug full-time pain relief. So there's lots of stuff that you can still do. There is laser therapy. There are stem cells. There are supplements, glucosamine supplements, fatty acid supplements. And there are additional pain relievers that play well with Medicam to keep your dog going. So really, really, really don't give up. There's more you can do.
My family just adopted a Chihuahua mix. Pop, this 619. We take him outside to do number one, but sometimes he won't go, and then when he comes back inside, he goes on the floor. Any tips on reducing those accidents? I think everybody's had that problem.
Yeah, people invented indoor plumbing because they didn't want to go outside. So is the Chihuahua being the dum-dum here, or is he being the smart one here? I think part of going outside is, oddly enough, a political statement that there's a new sheriff in town, and you better watch out. But Chihuahuas are smart enough to know that it might be safer to go behind the sofa than behind the shrub. So just give it some time, especially a dog that goes when it comes back in. Let it go out for a few minutes and then bring it in, pick it up for a few minutes, and then take it out again, and they'll usually go.
Okay, one more question from the text line, then we'll go back to the phone lines. My 12-year-old cat has liver disease. I think she dresses, but I think it's disease. That's being treated with prednisolone,
yes.
I'd like to see her eat more. We use various kidney diets, but are there kidney diets or regular diets she'll eat? She's a bit finicky.
You know, whatever diet you feed them, it doesn't do them any good in the food bowl. It has to get inside the cat. So there are several good, very good appetite stimulants that you can use for cats. Mirtazapine is the most popular, as it should be.
Is that prescription?
Yes.
Okay. So is there any over-the-counter?
No, well, you can get one at the vet. If you're getting prednisolone, you can get mirtazapine from your vet. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what's the number of people want to call you, Dr. Matt?
It's 978-948-8189.
Shannon, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Shannon.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Hi,
I've called several times here with my two French bulldogs, and I just have a question. They're 2 and 3. I've just changed their food to Ollie in, like, the past month, and they're both doing great.
Yeah.
My younger one, he's always had loose stools until he's been on this, and they've been the best they've ever been. But my other dog now has been obsessed with sniffing his behind for the past 2 to 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then we noticed he had a little bit of discharge, but it's clear,
yep.
It's odorless, and I don't know if I should worry about that.
Well, I'd probably go ahead and have your dog, if you can express your dog's anal glands, please do it. If not, bring it to the vet and have the vet express your dog's anal glands, probably full.
Thanks for the call, Shannon. 844-500-4242-603. A few weeks ago, Dr. Matt was on. I asked a question about having a PenHep analysis done for my German Shepherd puppy and about having the JPS if necessary. He thought it was a good idea. I just wanted to let him know I took his recommendation, and the PenHep analyst showed he was in the lowest risk group.
Not great. That's terrific.
Yeah.
If your dog's in the lowest risk group from PenHep, that's a really good recommendation.
So if you have a shepherd, I mean, it can, increase your confidence.
Right. PenHip shows your dog's hips at their worst. So if they look good at their worst, then they're going to be good on a regular basis.
Can a dog transfer poison ivy to a person? I had a case this summer on my arm, which lasted a couple of months, but I'm certain I did not touch poison ivy, and she loves to snuggle up with us in bed.
Yeah, that's a good one. Dogs typically do not get poison ivy, but I can't believe that they couldn't transmit it. So
yeah.
In some circumstances, yes.
John, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, John.
Hey, doctor. I have a 2-year-old golden doodle, and I'm a runner, and I take her running with me.
Yep.
And I'm worried about her paw pads and any damage that might result of the asphalt.
Yeah.
Do I need to treat the paw pads? Or
have you had any problems so far, and how far do you go?
I haven't. Usually we run about 12 to 15 miles a week. I purchased online some it's called Musher's Secret. It's
yeah.
A cream.
Yep.
But I don't know if it works or whether I should worry about it. They're a little rough, but nothing that's concerning. I'm just worried over time.
I would tell you that my only concern would be in the really hot summer day when the asphalt gets really hot. Otherwise, they almost always can manage it. And if not, go run in the woods.
And the paw pads, and they won't wear down at all?
No, no, no. They're like calluses. They'll stay built up. They'll actually get
And actually, it'll be good for
time.
The nails. It'll wear down the nails,
oh, absolutely.
Too. And
just, absolutely.
That's, I mean, that's really a plus
yes.
If you don't have to cut the nails. Thanks for the call, John.
I know when you ran Gunnar, you almost never had to trim his
Yeah, well, Gunnar, I mean, Gunnar would just run rings around me, and I would just 20, 30 miles a day. that's the pug way. Thanks for the call, John. Fred, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Fred.
Hi, Dr. Matt. I have a 5-year-old short-haired cat, and about 2 years ago, she started itching her skin, was losing hair and patches.
Yep.
She went on prednisone.
Yeah.
It worked the first time for about a month, and then once she came off of it, the condition came back. Prednisone since hasn't worked. We've tried different types of dry food, the
right.
D&D by Hills.
Yep.
We've changed her kitty litter.
Yep.
And it seems to be getting worse. She's losing more hair, even on her tail. Her belly is pink.
All right.
And certainly
there's still plenty you can do. Certainly you can go see a dermatologist on this one. However, I will tell you that there are two conditions that look very much alike. One is allergic and responds to prednisolone in the case of a cat, and the other one is behavioral and will not respond to prednisone. And so those cats typically need a behavioral medication. So if you don't see any fleas and you don't see any other skin disease, you should at least suggest to your vet that there's a possibility that this is behavioral.
Thanks for the call, Fred. Don, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt Callahan. Go ahead, Don.
Hello, thanks for taking my call. Doctor, I have a 5-year-old male Belgian Malinois, and in the last week or so, he's very active, healthy. In the last week
intact
or so,
intact or neutered?
He's intact.
Okay.
He is, you know, as typical Belgian Mali, he's very active and agile. So in the last week or so, he is favoring his right rear leg.
Yeah.
And he, when he's locomoting or active, you can't really tell. It's when it's when he slows down and when he's not doing anything, he'll take the weight off that leg. And sometimes that leg tremors.
Yeah, because it hurts.
I wonder, does he need a chiropractor or
He needs a visit to the veterinarian and possibly to an orthopedic surgeon. So... this is that if he has any stifle problems, partially torn anterior cruciate ligament or hip disease, hip dysplasia, anything like that, that needs to get diagnosed at this point in time. So, a trip to the vet or a trip to the orthopedic surgeon.
Thanks for the call, Don. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Paul. You there, Paul?
Hi, Howie.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I'm here. Hey, Howie, my condolences for Gunnar.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I got to get a new dog, I was just telling Dr. Matt, he's got to talk the mailroom manager into letting me get a new pug.
You gotta
it's important for
you
his health.
A little time, you know?
It is important for
you
my health.
That's right.
Yes.
My question for Dr. Matt is, I've got a 12-year-old Rhodesian Ridgeback.
Yeah, nice.
The absolute best boy in the world.
Excellent.
And he's sick as sick can be. He's got, right now he's got a aspiration pneumonia.
Okay.
Because he's been throwing up.
Uh-huh.
And it's because it seems like his esophagus muscles are not working.
Yeah.
Right? So it comes back up and it goes back down in. And
right.
I've got him on now. I'm getting injections every day.
Yeah.
For antibiotics, because I can't even put the pills in them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But I'm feeding him a spoonful at a time.
Yep.
I don't want to...
So what should he do?
Well, you're in a tough situation. Dogs with megaesophagus can have it for a number of reasons, although I will tell you that the vast majority of reasons is called idiopathic. You know, veterinarians like to use a Latin word for we have no idea what's going on. So that's what idio and pathic means. So we don't have any idea what's going on. But yeah, megaesophagus is a very, very tough disease to manage. And the typical problem is that of aspiration pneumonia. I don't know. I'm assuming you're feeding him sitting up. Sometimes meatballs work best. Sometimes, a more fluidy solution works best. But I do not envy your situation. It's a very tough one to be in.
Thanks for the call there, Paul. 774, Dr. Matt, what are your feelings about the farmer's dog food?
Oh, gee, I'm sorry. I don't have an opinion about it. There are good foods and bad foods. I tell clients every day, I believe there's good foods and bad foods, but I always use the word believe because the really important thing is maintaining your dog's healthy weight. By far the most important to have a healthy weight dog.
I can tell you, we used to feed it to Gunnar, and Gunnar loved it.
All right.
But it was very rich.
Yeah.
It's very rich.
Yeah.
You know, so there's that. It's
yeah. And so, you know, what I guess I would say the most about foods is there's an old phrase, there's horses for courses. And I think there's foods that your dog will do well on. And irrespective of the quality of the food, if your dog does well on it, it's a good food for your dog.
Dr. Matt, is powdered bovine colostrum to boost immunity for older dogs a good option to sprinkle on their kibble?
I don't necessarily believe that colostrum can boost their immune system. Most of that stuff gets broken down completely in their GI tract. Colostrum is actually made for less than 24-hour old horse or cow or baby, where they can absorb antibodies directly through their gut into their system.
So probably not.
It's not the worst thing. It's not going to do them any harm, but I don't know that it will do them any good.
Okay, great. We'll be right back at 844-500-4242. Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy. Usually we just brush it off or blame ourselves, saying things like, I lost my mojo. Or we avoid it altogether with excuses like, I had a long day at work. Or, sorry, honey, I'm just not feeling it. But with Roman, it is easy to talk about it. With a healthcare professional who can prescribe real medication, it's simple, safe, and totally discreet. With Roman, you get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. It's still not that easy to make an appointment at a medical clinic or facility. And you don't want to go to a pharmacy because you got to put on the mask or sit in the line at the takeout window. You know, that's just, who needs it? You don't have to worry about any of that with Roman. A healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. Medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, simple, and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/Howie and complete an online visit. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to tackle, but now there's Roman. Complete an online visit today to connect with a healthcare professional and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/Howie today. If approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of ED treatment. That's GetRoman.com/Howie, GetRoman.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
If you change the station, the moon bats win. You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
Hi,
Hi, this is Cindy from Osterville, Massachusetts.
This is Brett Rock from Dunstable, Massachusetts.
This is Amy in Lisbon Falls, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
We wanted to thank the 110 Grill, Robert Walker, the owner and one of the plaintiffs in the case against Charlie Baker for shutting down the state. He brought in some great food from the 110 Grill. We've done some cheap bastard deals with them. It was great food. It was pork and macaroni and cheese and some shrimp and some tuna. It was great stuff. Wonderful food. The 110 Grill, any 110 Grill, they're all over the place in all of the states that we're in, and we really love it. And good luck to Robert Walker, and we're keeping our fingers crossed for you. The Supreme Judicial Court is a tough nut to crack when you're going up against the guy who signs their paychecks, if you know what I mean. What can I say? But thank you, Robert Walker, for bringing in the food, and we love the 110 Grill. With us for one more segment is Dr. Matt Callahan, and you're in Raleigh, Massachusetts at the Ipswich
Animal Hospital at 978-948-8189.
Okay, and you do a great job. We loved what you did with Gunnar, kept Gunnar alive for a long time. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Matt. Hey, I need to figure out how to get my girlfriend's chihuahua to like me. He's elderly, handicapped, but every time I see him, it's a serious problem.
I know. I understand. I've talked to guys that had this problem before. One of them was a congressman.
Oh, my God. I go over her house, and every time the thing, like, he can't really walk right, so he kind of slithers across the road, the floor, but he's really fast. And he's got these, she's brushed his teeth all his life, and he's got these really sharp teeth, and all he wants to do is bite. And how do I make him? I'm perfectly fine being subservient.
Right, no, I appreciate your efforts in behalf of this relationship. You know, the problem is, you know, chihuahuas are two things. They can be a little aggressive, and they're principled. So you can't, like, it's not as easy to buy them off as if you had.
I was going to say Blue Bits. The guy mentioned Blue Bits earlier. Blue Bites are.
Yeah, and exactly. And so what I would attempt to do is have a little bit of alone time with your girlfriend's chihuahua, be the one that feeds it, that sort of stuff. So the dog sees you as something other than just a distraction from the attention that he should be receiving.
Okay, I think that's good advice. Thanks, Chris. Thanks for calling. Eric, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, Dr. Matt. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've got a 26-pound Maine Coon cat.
All right.
Four years old. Awesome cat. Perfect health. Everything. The only thing is, when he gets his winter coat, he's an indoor cat. He doesn't go out.
Yep.
He gets the matting.
Matting. Yep. You know,
gets the matting, and I can get him off his back, but he does not like his stomach touch.
Sure.
The underside. He won't let me. And when he says
no, he means no. No means no.
Yeah. He's 26 pounds. His paws are 2 inches wide.
Right.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He just don't like his belly touch. He's not like irritated. He just doesn't like it.
What should he do?
But he has.
Well, here's my recommendation. Don't pick a fight, because you'll lose the fight. You know, and you already know that. Allow springtime to roll around. Drop them off at your veterinarian for a brief sedation and brush out. And that's what they'll do. They'll brush out all the mats or shave them out, and he'll be sleepy, and everybody will be happy. It'll be worth the short money you spend to have it done.
All right. Thank you, Eric. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr and Dr. Matt. Go ahead, Jay.
Hi, Howie. Hey, hi, Doctor. Thank you for taking my call. So, Doctor, we have I have a little pug who is, he's 11 years old. He's going to be 12 years old. And we really love our little pug. He's very important. I'll never be blessed with children, but he's all we have. So recently he stopped. We've always kept him on Cosequin.
Yeah.
We always fed him very well. We brush his teeth. We need him around a long time. He has recently stopped, like, jumping up the stairs. The vets say what many vets say. They give us the truth, and they say that he's fine, the hips look okay, that he's just aging. But I just wanted to ask, you know, kind of a straight question, and what we can do. If money was no issue, which it is an issue, but if nothing else is in the way, what can I do to have my little dog around?
Well, the thing I advise the most, especially for pugs, is to make sure they're a healthy weight. If they're overweight, that is a huge crippling thing for, and don't take this the wrong way, and I've told this to Howie before, that pugs may not be the best biomechanically assembled dog ever. And but that doesn't mean they can't go for a long time.
I'm not big in Texas. I understand that.
I would certainly get a harness so you can easily pick him up so he can go up and down stairs. I would certainly make sure he's a healthy weight. I would have him on supplements, Cosequin, essential fatty acid supplements, and I'd certainly put him on pain relief. We talked about this before. There are stem cells, there's laser therapy, there's physical therapy. You can do them all.
I think you're right about the weight, though. I think that's why Gunnar lived longer than Pearl, because Pearl put on too much weight. What's your number one more time?
978-948-8189.
Thank you, Dr. Matt.
Thank you, Howie.
I'm Howie Carr. Eden Pure will continue their buy one, get one free promotion for the Thunderstorm air purification system all week long. Eden Pure is able to do this due to the huge success from the Howie Carr Show listeners. The response has been tremendous, and Eden Pure is passing on those savings to the listeners. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into the wall. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room. Over the weekend, I saw my daughter Carolyn, and she asked if she could have one for her basement in her new home. She asked if it really works, and I said, of course it does. You won't believe it. If you bought one for your home and enjoy the big difference in smell, take advantage of the BOGO offer now and buy one for a family member like I'm going to do for Carolyn. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO. That's EdenPure.com. And with code word Howie BOGO, shipping is free.